For 2 years running, two Tanchmar area schools have tested high in carbon dioxide ratios for indoor air. Marshview Middle School and Dorchester Consolidated were tested by the Provincial Department of Education in 2021 and 2022 because they don't have full mechanical ventilation systems. In 2021, both schools showed peak levels of carbon dioxide above 1,500 parts per million, which, according to epidemiologist Colin Furness, means staff and students are breathing stale air. In 2022, the results for both schools were even worse, with Marshview hitting 3,900 parts per million, the highest of the 37 schools tested that year. Dorchester Consolidated showed peak levels of 2,900 parts per million. For comparison, outdoor air is about 400 parts per million in carbon dioxide. 30 out of 37 schools showed peak levels above 1,500 parts per million, but the Department of Education says that no concerns have been raised by public health and the indoor air quality testing results. Meanwhile, people like Colin Furness and engineer Joey Fox, who is chair of the Ontario Society of Professional Engineers Air Quality Advisory Group, says there's reason to be concerned. On CBC Moncton's Information Morning recently, Fox said that high CO2 readings were a health and safety issue, which could impact ability to function properly and also increase the incidence of respiratory illnesses. The province says it has invested $30 million in school ventilation since 2015, and indeed this year, both Marshview Middle School and Dorchester Consolidated are due to receive new mechanical ventilation systems. But Fox is calling for continuous monitoring along with improved ventilation and also short-term solutions like portable air filters for schools with problems. Dave Thomas has two kids in school in the Sackville area and has been raising concerns about indoor air quality since students returned after the early stages of the pandemic. CHMA spoke with Thomas at the end of April and asked for his reaction to the indoor air quality test results.
First of all, it's good they're at least doing some testing in the schools that don't have mechanical ventilation, so we can at least have some idea. It's unfortunate it's taken them so long to release the results. So the results they're releasing just now, without even telling anyone, are from last year, from a year ago. So I don't think it's been very transparent the way that they've gone about doing it, so I'm concerned about that. And then, of course, I'm concerned about the CO2 readings themselves being very high. It's not a good learning environment when you have CO2 readings that high. It's not a safe place for people who work there and for the kids who are there in terms of potential illness. So I think those are the main concerns I have.
The Marshview Middle School is on the list to have mechanical ventilation installed this year. Do you feel that, like, once that happens, that you'll be okay with relying on the fact that hopefully mechanical ventilation system is working well?
I think it's great that they're getting it, and I think it will certainly be better when they have that. And I think from what I've been told by EECD, Marcy Middle School is one where part of the school has mechanical ventilation and part of the school does not at present. So I think when they talk about this, the new system being put in, it will cover those parts of the school that aren't already covered. At least that's what EECD has told me. And so that's great. The problem is that they're not presently doing CO2 monitoring for schools that have mechanical ventilation. So, like, you know, the elementary school in town would be one example of that. They have a mechanical ventilation system, but we don't know how well it's working because they're not doing any CO2 testing. So that still concerns me, because once they get the ventilation system put in place, it would be nice to know that it's working and that it's keeping levels low. Because I've been told, for example, at Mount Allison University, I've been told that in certain spaces, the mechanical ventilation is working well based on whatever they see in their computers. And then when you go into the space and it's full of people and take a CO2 reading, the CO2 readings are very high, like two or three times what would be acceptable. So the simple fact that the ventilation system exists does not mean that it is working properly, and there needs to be constant testing and monitoring to make sure that it's actually working. So I think that would be my concern. And then the final concern I have is that all this is taking so long, right? 3 years into the pandemic, and we're still finally, you know, getting to a stage where some schools are getting upgrades with their mechanical ventilation. So those are the kind of concerns I have about it.
If you could sum up what you're hoping to see, it would be, you'd like to see like regular testing, I guess, happen regardless of the ventilations, that, like, you know, just in all schools, basically.
Absolutely. I think there should be, you know, regular CO2 testing in all schools, including the ones that have mechanical ventilation systems. And then, of course, I think the ventilation, any school that doesn't have mechanical ventilation needs to have it immediately. And for the ones that do have it, we need to be doing the testing to make sure that it's working. And finally, I think the other thing we could do, which I've suggested to them, is put air filtration units, whether they're factory-made ones or coarsely rolled metal boxes, into some of the spaces to add an additional layer of protection. Those things are not permanent solutions. They're basically Band-Aid solutions while we're waiting for ventilation systems to be put into place and while we're waiting to find out if the ventilation systems are actually working. But in the meantime, it could be added as an additional layer of protection.
That's Sackville parent Dave Thomas. Marshview Middle School recently ranked highest in CO2 levels during indoor air quality tests conducted by the Department of Education. The school is due for a mechanical ventilation upgrade this year, along with Dorchester Consolidated. The two installations are expected to begin this summer and should be completed in the fall, according to a department spokesperson. Currently, schools that have ventilation systems are not tested by the province. In an emailed statement, department spokesperson Morgan Bell said, once a system is installed, testing is no longer needed as the air circulation improves with the mechanical ventilation system. But Bell also said that future phases of the program will look into testing schools that have ventilation systems.